Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I have goosebumps here. Limits. I didn't want to get goosebumps, but I got them. You reminded me today that it's the 11-year anniversary of the single greatest sporting event I've ever attended.
Are you ready for more goosebumps?
Yes.
Well, the standing room only crowd trying to get under Johnny Cueto's skin, and they might be. Well, the left center field, back toward the track, and that ball is gone. Russell Martin, 2-0 Pittsburgh.
One precious out to get for a team that has not been to the playoffs since 1992. Pittsburgh is about to burst. The pitch, one hopper to second.
Oh my God. Now, almost tears.
Takes you back, man.
Of happiness and sadness. But man, what a night. I've been covering sports for 30 years. AFC title games, Super Bowls, Stanley Cup games. That was the single greatest sporting event I was ever at. And we're going to have a special guest here in just a moment on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. 11 years ago today, Russell Martin, who hit that homer, I think it was 5 years after the game I talked to him. He said it was unlike anything I've ever experienced in my life, talking about the atmosphere at the game. It was like Mardi Gras mixed with a town square exorcism is what it was like, 20 years of losing. Andrew McCutchen, I found him on the 5-year anniversary down in Tampa with the Yankees at his locker. He told me, this is what McCutchen told me that day from his locker. I said, what do you remember? He said, however I was quoted at the time, and I read whatever I said about it, I'd be like, nope, that wasn't enough. You can't put into words the things you experience when you're part of something that big, McCutchen said. When someone tries to get you to explain what it was like, you can't explain it. Words aren't enough. That's how I feel about that moment. And he finished with this. Words cannot express how I experienced that night through my own eyes. Well, let's bring in another guy who got the final out that night. And of course, it was a ground ball to Pittsburgh's very own Neil Walker. Of course it was. Jason Grilley got the save that night. Jason, how are you, sir?
Man, you guys got me ready to pitch again. I tell you what, 11 years, I don't know. My arm's moving still, but the rest of me is not. You know what? thanks for having me on, because it's always a great moment for all of us on that team. I feel honored. You should have Russ Martin, because he was the hero in that key moment of that game. Great friend, great teammate. And I was just thinking, I was like, man, I miss all my brothers. I miss my fraternity brothers. And, you know, it's a historic moment in Pittsburgh for sure. And I wish to heck, man, we were talking about playoff baseball here again. I am a fan just like you guys are, even though I got to wear the black and gold, man. And I too, you know, kind of live that moment over and over again. And I just feel very fortunate. I still have the ball. And, you know, just feel very fortunate because, you know, that morning for me, people say, what was it like? This is how I phrase it. I do have some words to frame that because, you know, I had to wait a very long time. Always being the closer, you have to wait a very long time between waking up and then actually not screwing up the biggest game in Pittsburgh history. So I said, looked out my window. I lived in the Cork Factory back then, and it was so cool because living in the Strip District, which is, I consider, the heartbeat of the city, right?
Yeah.
And we're right, just where you get all the people and just where we like to centralize down there. When I looked out my window, there was nobody walking around. I think dogs were just, you know, going to the bathroom in the house. Nobody was doing, they were storing up because the Reds didn't just play Pittsburgh Pirates. They played the city of Pittsburgh that night.
Yes.
And seriously, there was like, you guys were all there with us. We knew as players how much that game, that moment meant. And to see people in tears, and still to this day, hearing you guys say, like, this was the biggest, sporting event in Pittsburgh history. I can't frame it any better because, now that I'm a Yinzer myself now, I've earned some stripes here, being here this long and transplanting my roots here. It's just incredible that I hope that we're on year 11. I don't want to go back to, 20 years that we're talking about getting a chance to get in, because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of talent here. There's a lot of talent here, and I hope that we can, wild card games are going on today, starting here at 2:30, whatever. But I hope that we can have the same conversation and we can play more of those key highlight moments, because I still have the hair on the back of my neck up because I just love that roar of that crowd. That's what I miss the most,
Man, I bet. And I'm with you, and everybody in town is with you, that it's been too long, and we'll get to that in a minute. But first, that night and that day, there was just an energy in this city that I've never seen before. And I think Josh Harrison called it 20 years of pent-up rage that was on display that night, just like people desperately wanting something. My question, Jason, is do you think, this is pro sports, do you really believe that the crowd affected Cueto in that scenario?
Listen, I've been booed by 40,000 people. I was at Detroit Tiger. The crowd definitely has an effect. And I'm talking about my hometown crowd. So can a crowd get into a player's head? 1,000% they can. It's just a matter of, are you catching the player to be able to clear his mechanism, as you've seen in the movie For the Love of the Game, right?
Yeah.
When Kevin Costner has to do it, it's like you have to do that as a player. And, the good ones know how to do that. And sometimes even the good ones have their moments where it's like there's a chink in the armor. Pittsburgh got a chink in the armor because, like I said, Cueto wasn't just pitching against the Pirates. He was pitching against this whole city. And I say even right from when the buildup, from what I saw from my own eyes, what Kutch said, what you just read, to when his mother sang the national anthem, I was like, holy, I can't say it on air probably. I was like, holy wow. I was like, wow, here we go. And I was like, I can't wait to see this, and I hope to God I get a chance to be a participant in this game. And luckily I was. I felt like I could lift a semi-truck over my head. The adrenaline, I've never experienced it. I'm an adrenaline guy out there. I pitched on emotion. But I never felt that euphoria and that level of, like, invincibility running through my veins because I had the backing of my teammates. I looked around. I was like, This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Marte, he said this 5 years later, Jason. He said, I remember everything. When I went out on the field way before the game, he said, I saw everyone dressed in black. And I remember being down there at my locker and we were talking about how crazy it was in the stadium. I won't forget that. And after the game, he said people were going nuts and you guys had to get on a bus to the airport to go to St. Louis. And it was still insane, right? What do you remember?
I know they fixed the bridges around Pittsburgh. I know the Clemente Bridge, they had to tighten up a little bit tighter because that bridge was swaying the most, I think. It was cool to see and hear, you know, I'm still hearing stories of things of aftermath of what was going on in the stadium or who was there and when they were there. I think people who said they were there, they actually weren't, but they claimed that
right.
They were. So, like, you know, that the attendance was more than the stadium held. But, yeah, just an amazing event, amazing night. You know, what can you say about it? I wish that game was game 7 of the 2013 World Series, you know, because when we as players, we have to put in for our tickets for our families and stuff, right? And you get this long ream of tickets where it's got everything from the wild card to game 7 of the World Series. And you're like, oh, my God, I would die to change. And I can't imagine. We know what the wild card brought as far as emotion. Can you imagine? I think, I don't even know what would happen if we won that game and changed 1979. But well, you know, it's a good conversation to have, right?
Man, I'll say. I mean, there was a lot of losing in the years before that. And people look now and they see, you know, there's been a fair amount of losing here. What suddenly sparks the turnaround? What do you think, mate? I mean, everybody was talking after 2012. You guys had really struggled in the second half again, just like 11. People were talking, is Clint Hurdle the right guy? Is this ever going to happen? What made it turn? Was it simply getting AJ and Russell in here and Liriano? Or where do you see where everything turned around in 13?
You know, well, it's just like anything. I mean, when you keep the band together, you play longer. I'm a big Pearl Jam fan, and they're almost approaching 60 years of age. You know, you look at the Rolling Stones. You know, when you keep things that work together, and it's a saying, if it's not broke, you know, don't fix it. So, unfortunately, I hate to talk derogatively about an organization that I loved and loved playing for, but I'm like, you know, when you got pieces – and if you could keep those pieces together here longer, you'd have more of those moments. And we all know that. It's just a fact. And, you know, unfortunately, like I said, there's a lot of players, I can speak from this, a lot of players who come and play here, they want to play here. But there's reasons why they don't stay here or they won't sign here. It's the best ballpark. We got the best ballpark. We've got the best fans. We've got an unbelievable city and just the ruralness. It's different than playing in Chicago and New York because you can a family situation, right? Ball players, we have families. And all these sports, you know, teams, the Major League sports teams, with the Steelers and the Penguins too, you have families. And it's like the number one question we get is why do we reside here? It's because we're so embraced and, you know, we get ingrained in the community. And I'm finding it even more so post-career. But it's just so cool that, you know, I think the City of Champions, I mean, we could win here and more money could be made here and a storied franchise is here. More winning can be done in more winning ways and more celebrations, but everybody's got to be pulling that rope the same way, you know, and it can't be a difference of this and difference of that. It's a long season, you know. It's not easy. Even if you put out a high-dollar ticket item on the field, it doesn't always warrant you winning ways. I mean, you could sit there and argue about the Dodgers and this and that and all these other teams. They don't always win when they put out there. But, you know, it's just like anything in business. The more you spend on marketing, the person who does that is going to win. That's why Dick's Sporting Goods is number one in sporting equipment sold, right? They spend the most money on that. So if you want to be in that front-runner race, you got to feed the good carrots and apples to the horses, and the product is the players on the field. And, you know, like I said, I just know that we have a lot of talent and with number one pitcher in all of baseball on our team and you know, get a supporting cast, we'll be raising some more flags. And that's why you get more winning ways, man.
Do you have confidence that Bob Nutting will step to the plate and spend more money?
I can't get in that man's wallet, but I'd love to have dinner with him and say, Bob, if I could, I can't do it in cleats, but can I do it in pleats? And I would plead to him, like, hey, man, let's give this a run here, you know? I think everybody wants to see that. I do myself, you know?
What are you up to these days, Jason? I know you're still in town. You made your life here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, just, trying to figure life after baseball before Scump here. I got a wine brand. I got a company called Rock and Ball Wines, and trying to keep that growing. I just wrote a second book on NIL, trying to help these student athletes, you know, some of the pitfalls that they go through. That's going to be coming out here this month. So I'm always staying busy, and the best job I got is trying to be a dad and to my two sons and, you know, see where they want to go and their aspirations. But I just did some charity work, a lot of charity work, making a lot of appearances, getting to know the people of Pittsburgh. You know, you take a picture, you sign an autograph, that's a second of your time. But to actually meet people, I'm really seeing how one or two degrees of separation, somebody knows somebody that I've met before. I'm like, wow, this is a really small, big city.
Yes. Well, we appreciate the time, man. And we'll always appreciate what you did as a player here. That was a year and a game to remember, and I guess it's probably unique, especially in that you say that, you know, this is the City of Champions, and it was a wild card game like that will be remembered forever by a lot of people, and you were a central figure that year. Thank you, Jason.
Oh, you're welcome. And hey, guys, you know, Pittsburgh, it's not our year this year. Cheer up. In 4 months, guys used to hate when I used to say this if we weren't in the race. In 4 months, we're going to be saying pitchers and catchers report. So, guys, Pittsburgh Pirates, enjoy your vacation. Recover, rest up, reset, and hopefully we'll be in the race next year.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
You got it.
Jason Grilley, who got the last out that night.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.